Hey, welcome everybody. It's time for the premiere episode of a show we call Board Talk. Well, not that kind of board, not like surfing in Hawaii here. This is about nonprofit boards. The only show with less talk and more walk. Spotlighting nonprofit boards that lead by example with our host, Nelma Maddox, who's going to show us the way, right?
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Are you going to hang 10 for us today? I don't know why this music just makes me think of surfboards rather than regular nonprofit boards.
We can go a completely different direction because I can't swim.
You can't swim.
But I did date a surfer for 7 years.
So. Oh, well, so, all right. Whatever you say. Well, you have a couple of cool-looking kids that look like they could surf. Who'd you bring with you today?
Okay, thanks so much for that. I appreciate that. Our guests on the show today are going to tell you about the boards and why it's special to them. We'll dig into their why and then how the listeners can communicate or help make a difference in their communities. So today's guests are Nimishi Sharma, a teen advisory board member, and I'll let her kind of talk a little bit about herself in a second.
And for what organization? We didn't identify the organization.
We did not talk about that. So why don't I, is it okay, Kyle, to put you on the spot? Kyle Maddox, to talk about the organization
How's
we're talking
going?
About today?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about Lion's Heart. It's a nonprofit organization, and what it does is it groups teenagers ranging from 11 years old to 18 years old, and they put them in chapters, and they group them together and give multiple volunteer opportunities, and it's an easy way to log your volunteer hours and just serve your community in a group.
So is it more than that for you guys? Is it just a checkbox on your college resumes here?
Well, to me, it's obviously like a friend group. It's like I wouldn't say a family because, you know, we barely saw each other. It was like once a month. But I mean, yeah, it's a friend group. We went and volunteered together all the time. And yeah.
About you, Nimishi, for you?
Honestly, I would say that it was more of a connection for me because every time I would go to a different volunteering event, I always had like the people that I knew. But then every single time, without fail, I would meet someone else. And it just was like such a ripple effect from there because I would meet these people and then we would bond over like our likes and dislikes and our love for community service. So I think that it was definitely community for me, like in one word, if I had to say.
I love that. Well, before we dig into a little bit more about Lion's Heart, I think we do want to share that the founders are Terry and Clay Corwin out of Rancho Santa Margarita. And the reason why they founded it was to find volunteer opportunities for their sons. Many of us in Orange County know about NCL, and that really serves mothers and their daughters. And this was an opportunity to for mothers and their sons, and it eventually became everyone. So let's dig in, if that's okay. Nimishi, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
How did you become involved in Lion's Heart, and can you tell us a little bit about the teen advisory board that you serve on?
Of course. So the way I kind of joined Lion's Heart was, I didn't know about it at first, of course, like any good thing. I've always been really passionate about giving back, whether that be to one person or community of people. And so I was looking for different ways that I could do just that. And I stumbled upon Lion's Heart, and when I saw that, it was the perfect culmination of, oh, you can have all your logistics, like your hours, your awards, everything in one place, but you're also making a real, like, world impact. I was like, this is not your everyday beach cleanup. I need to sign up. So that's where I joined, and through that, I was able to, like, learn about all the different opportunities that I once didn't even know that they were kind of there. And on the surface level, it was amazing. But when I went deeper, it was like a whole new world was unlocked, basically. And so, yeah. And then because I joined Lion's Heart, I was able to also join the Teen Advisory Board, mm-hmm. which is basically a group of youth-driven youth volunteers that represent their regions all across, because we're national, all across the United States. And we come together every like quarter or so to meet and just discuss our ideas and like what's working, what's not working, how we can push out more content or have our outreach be more impactful. So we look at every aspect, and we're led by amazing, like, the board of Lion's Heart, and they kind of just come to us because we're a youth, like, for the youth organization, I would say. So we kind of have that advice, and we take that, and we run with it. We implement it in ways that, you know, whatever way we can, basically.
Very good. That's awesome.
Can I jump in and ask one question here along the way? Because I'm fascinated. First of all, congratulations, because I'm an old guy, and all I think is young kids today, they don't care. They're slackers. They're hackers. They're not out to do anything but play video games all the time. Yeah. Get a quick job. You guys are putting a myth to that. All right. So I don't understand what a teen advisory board. Does anybody listen to you guys? Do you have a real say over this thing? Or do they just say, yeah, that's great, but here's what we need you to do?
Honestly, I've never felt more heard than in the teen advisory board. And I don't say that with like, oh, just to say that. But I feel like they don't just listen to us, but they come to us for advice. And then they ask us their questions, we respond to them, and we work together. And that, like, it's a huge, like, union of just so many people with so many different backgrounds coming together and making things happen. It's not just all talk. We do it, and we put action towards our goals and our plans, and that's why we're able to achieve the stuff that we do, I guess I would say.
I think that's accurate. Your input has been so valuable to us on the board when it comes to the app. You tell us where you're going to spend the most time, what's realistic, the way the website looks, right? So it's been, I mean, I would say it's priceless, the feedback you guys have given us. I'm going to shift it to Kyle here. How did you become involved in Lion's Heart? And then can you tell us about your favorite nonprofit organization or two?
Well, I wish I could say I had an upbringing like that, or like a way into the organization like that. But as a fresh out of fifth grade with no scope on how the world works, you signed me up for Lion's Heart. And
That I understand. Yeah, right? The mom says you got to do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I obviously had no idea what it was. I didn't really pay attention at the orientation thing. Like, I was 11. I had no idea what I was doing. Then we attended our first meetings, and I'm like, okay, I kind of get the gist of it. Then we started volunteering at the friendship shelter and all that, and packing bags, and I really got like a scope on what we were doing. And I'm like, oh, there's more to life than just, you know, going to school, playing video games, doing work, whatever adults do. And then we progressed from the friendship shelter into more organizations like Second Harvest. That is a great organization that we have consistently volunteered for, our chapter has. And it transitioned into my favorite, who volunteering 6 years with landed me an internship, Miracles for Kids. It's a nonprofit based here in Irvine, and their premise is they find families with critically ill children, and if the families, you know, can't pay a certain bill or, like, you know, because of paying off treatment, they help them, whether it be supplying them housing, supplying them food, anything they need. And they get one bill, like each family gets one bill paid off. And my second time volunteering with Miracles, this is what really drew me into service. This was like during the COVID-19 pandemic. We were delivering Christmas gifts for a little thing they have, is like a Christmas basket, and you order presents for the children of a family and you deliver them. And we delivered the presents and the children came out, even though you're not supposed to talk or interact with them. They were just like yelling, oh, thank you. And then they were playing with the gifts like on the lawn, just immediately ripping them open. And seeing that, it brought a different kind of gratification. You know, you can't put a price on that.
Can I ask one more? I'm going to jump in once in a while. Mom was on, you guys were on one of our other shows here on OC Talk Radio. That's how we met you and started this conversation. And I believe the story was Mom said something like, the kids are looking at their watch going, or their phones going, when can I leave? How long do I have to stay here? What do I have to do? And by the end, they're like, can we stay longer? And it was like, that's the definition of success. When your kid suddenly says, this isn't something I have to do, this is something I want to do.
Yeah. Accurate. That was Cindy's quote. We can't steal that from her, but it absolutely is true. Once the teens find their own passion and the reason why they're doing it, The only different part of that story is the way I tell it, is I actually do remember Kyle coming back to the car and having a single tear run down his eye and said, that's the Christmas spirit. We're doing that every year. And when he tells it, he says, it almost brought me to tears. But anyway,
he's a tough guy. Almost. It's close enough here.
Okay.
But did you have any other experiences? Because I wasn't any different when I was 11, 12, 13. I was just interested in whatever me, you know, it was about me and what I wanted, what my friends were going to do here. We didn't think of others necessarily.
What about officer positions then?
Yeah, I mean, Lionheart obviously offers, or not obviously, they offer the officer positions in your chapter, and they give you an extra 2 to 5 hours for your year. And you have your president who runs meetings, your vice president who will run meetings in substitute of the president. You have your secretary who takes notes. That's like the hardest position out of all, I'd say. And then there's a historian, which is just taking pictures. That's really easy. And then, the volunteering, like after that, it became like pretty routine and fundamental because I was like volunteering every week. It got to a point where it's like, I'm doing something this week, I'm doing something tomorrow. And every now and then there was like a special moment, but consistently working with Miracles landed me an internship, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, just closely working with them was...
What did your friends say? Did they ever say, come on, we got to go here? No, I'm volunteering. Come on, don't do that.
Oh, no, yeah. My mom is notorious for dropping things on me about 10 minutes to a day in advance. And it's like, oh,
like
I have
this show, right?
Yeah. I mean, I remember there was this one case I was going to get dinner, or not dinner. It was like, I had something to do with my friends. Maybe it was the beach. I was like, I was about to drive off. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to head here. And I was like, no, you're not. You're doing this. And yeah, it's just,
what do your friends say? Do they complain and go, oh, come on?
I mean, complain all they want.
He's kind of stuck.
They'd understand.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Namisha, we're going to bring it back to you. How do you plan to continue giving back after graduating from Lionheart?
I think that Lionheart, if I'm being frank, it's taught me that you don't really graduate from it. It kind of just, you learn
that.
It. And thank you. You learn it and you stick with it your entire life. So... as far as I can see, like, I will always be out and about in my community, no matter where I go in life. And I'll be asking the one question that Lionheart really probes you to ask, like, how can I help? And I'm just going to keep giving back whatever I can with whatever, like, resources and, like, time I have. I'm going to give the most that I can from what I have. And, like, I think that when it comes to, like, seeing the world as, like, your oyster, I would say, there's two sides to it. It's, like, you can be materialistic about it, I would say, and be, like, you can get everything you want, or you can, like, kind of look at it from another perspective, like, what can I give that other people may not have, or, like, how can I take other people's point of view and... or, like, even their day. Like, how can I make that better for them? How can I make their life better instead of, like, really just focusing on yourself all the time?
That's incredible. And I want you to know you stand out, first of all. It blew me away that you were a sophomore.
Thank you.
I think that's wonderful because of the maturity that you have. But the thing that I'm sort of taking away from your stories and your conversation is that one day Lionheart may get to have you as someone on our board. That would be our honor. The other thing is volunteering and that life of service actually gives you a leg up in the workplace. Whether you're going to work for a nonprofit someday or a for-profit company, you stand out because that attitude of what can I do to help? I can tell you right now as a manager, I look for that all the time. And it's not a muscle that's exercised all the time. So to have that this early on is, you know, it's a gift.
So thank you so
keep
much.
Keep that up. All right, Kyle, we're going back to you. I know we're shifting around a lot here, aside from your mom making you when you were 11, what is your top reason?
That's the best part of the story right there.
top reason.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like behind you signing me up for that, you probably looked ahead and understood that at some point I'd enjoy doing it. I mean, off the bat, obviously, like giving back to the community is it's like I said, it brings that gratification. That's yep. that's why I do it. Obviously, it looks really good on your resume. It looks really good on LinkedIn. Honestly, it's probably why I got into a few of the colleges I got into.
The way I look at volunteering is
it's like a collecting Legos. You start off when you're a little kid and then you grow up. So when you're a little kid, your parents get you like the car set or a little mini city set, and those are your first hours, your first experiences. And as you build more sets, they clump together, and as you grow, you're like you see your set like start to grow, and then there's the midpoint, mm-hmm. Where you keep going through with routine. And then there's when, for me, it was when I graduated or when I started applying to colleges, I looked at the hours. I'm like, oh my God, I did that much?
Yeah.
I don't want that to sound like flaunting, like just.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like over cumulatively. It's like, I have a huge city now of Legos instead of, an old Ninjago set or like this tiny yeah. little toy car. And yeah, I mean, community service, it's become a fundamental part of my life. I really enjoy it. I want to keep consistently doing it, with you not there, like me moving away, like I will continue to do it. It's
where,
something that's
where are you
just,
going to college? Or
I'm headed to Florida.
Florida? Wow. University of Florida?
No. Florida International University.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Where's that at?
It's in Miami.
Miami. That's yeah. about as far away from LA as you could get. I'd still be on the continental United States here.
That's yeah. what I said. Pick Guam. How much farther away can you get from your mother?
Yeah, yeah. They have a good volunteering program. Maybe I'll sign up for that or just butt in when I need to.
Yeah, one of the things I see in your future, and this is totally up to you, but there's you're going to the land of hurricanes. So there's, towns and community that will really rely on your help. And I've it's been a joy to watch the chapter of Aliso Viejo grow. We have some young men that are so impressive. We have one we talked about last time when I was in here, Paul, that got a full Marine scholarship. And he did all his volunteer hours in 1 year, right? So
wow.
we mm-hmm. have some outstanding human beings that are coming through this, and we're just hoping that they come back to Lion's Heart and continue to give.
What I'm impressed with today is that kids are being asked to do it, almost required to do it. There is a push to do it because colleges want more than just good grades. They're trying to get a better picture of who they're bringing into their community, into their college. It used to be, what'd you score? That's where you go. It was a test. It was your grades. And that's all they looked at. Now they look at more, right? You said that really matters.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a separator. Right, because there are some requirements. It certainly wasn't around when we were, Gen X.
I never had
we
to
didn't
do
have
any
to do
of
it.
Stuff. No.
Right. Yeah, we all had our part-time jobs where we worked at a hamburger shop and then, bucketed right. our money and didn't have to do
but
anything.
But I didn't have to prove I'd cured cancer or something to get into the University God. Of Michigan
oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. That's the case now. All right, so I'm not exactly sure how we are doing on time here, but I...
Got about 5 minutes left
okay.
here.
Okay. Cool. So I think that gives us a little bit of time. Any parting thoughts, Nimishi, that we didn't cover for you today that you want to add?
Honestly, I think we had a pretty good talk, I'd say. I think we covered everything. Yeah.
Put you on the spot enough. Yeah. How about you, Kyle? Anything?
Here's some I'd like to cover. If there's anybody listening with kids or there are kids that are upcoming in middle school, if you listen to podcasts for some reason at your young age.
Oh, my God.
If you are a parent of a kid that is coming into middle school, Lion's Heart is the it's the perfect thing. It's the perfect time occupier. If your kid's sitting around doing nothing other than school, it's a great way to get them going. It's a great way to put it on their profile. It's a good way to get connections and the networking you need. Volunteering helps so much.
And it's a good way to get them to think of somebody other than themselves. That what all I remember about being 12, it was all about me. Where am I going? What am I going to do? Why do I have to do this? It was always a question always started with why me or what about me? Mm-hmm. And I think that what you guys are talking about is there isn't something other than you, that world around you.
Yeah.
There's a couple things I wanted to make sure I covered too. I for sure wanted to give a shout out to Don Camber for having Cindy and I in here at first to talk about.
I'll pass it on to Don, our public affairs director here at OC Talk Radio. Right?
That'd be amazing. And then I do want to give a shout out to the three people who hosted me on their podcast as well, that sort of gave me the podcast bug, if you will. I didn't think I would ever be able to want to do something like this, but to be able to showcase teens in this manner and to talk about nonprofits in Orange County, where there's over, we just found out, over 9,000.
Isn't that incredible?
That's crazy. That's a crazy number to me. So a lot of times when you have time and treasure to give, you don't know where to give. And my goal with this program is to obviously give people the opportunity to learn about nonprofits and aligning, you know, passion and aligning vision and purpose. So
that's a common thing I hear, particularly as people succeed. Now they feel I have something to give back, knowledge, money, time, expertise. I don't know where to go unless you have a burning passion that, you know, somebody in your family died of heart disease, then by God, you're going to focus on heart disease. Most people really don't know where to start or where to go. And I hope the people can learn about that. And I hope the people will learn what I was asking you beforehand. I don't even know what a board does. Talk about that for a second here. It's all about board. It isn't just about volunteering.
Yep.
It's about taking a leadership role. It's about taking an active part in something. Maybe it's an advisory board, maybe a full-time board. How many boards have you sat on in your life?
I've served on 5 so far, and what stands out to me is really that's why I called this board talk, to be honest, because I think your walk is much more important than your talk. Everybody can say, I'm going to do this, but I've always believed in the way I was raised, you got to walk your talk. You can't just say what you're going to do and then not show up. You know, you have communities relying on you. You have people that,
absolutely,
you know, for second
and I would bet there are people who just put their name on the board but never show up, or donate some money and so they get an honorary position or they get a voice at the table. But I don't know how many people really get involved and dig down deep. Sounds like these two did.
Well, 1,000%. I was going to put them on the spot and say, what does, you know, walk your talk mean to you? But they both do it. And I think a lot of times what's common for people who give and volunteer with their heart, they're too humble. So they don't necessarily say, if you would ask them to do something and they would literally, or why they do something, I don't know, they're impassioned by their heart, their parents, or, you know, their communities.
They don't do it for recognition.
Exactly. It's a very humble walk. And that's one of the things that I also want to highlight on this show in the future. And hopefully you heard something you wanted to listen to. I took away 2 great teens that are going to be pillars of examples in the communities they continue to grow and serve. So it's been my pleasure. I appreciate both of you being here today. I'm just going to close by saying stay purpose, stay action-oriented, walk your talk.
Walk your talk. And how do people, one last thing, if anybody wants to reach out, how do they, if they want to be a guest on the show or they want to connect with anybody here, how do they find you all here?
Okay, so to be a guest on this show, definitely link in with me at Davey, you know, Nelma Maddox. And then if you'd like to learn more about Lion's Heart, go to the website lionsheartservice.org. And then you can also find a few of us on LinkedIn, but definitely contact Paul Roberts here as well. So
C-Talk Radio, we'll put you together here. I think, again, there's an awful lot of people who don't know they'd like to walk the walk. They don't know where the walk starts. They don't know who to walk up to and get involved. And if they do, they don't know what's involved in the walk. Like your one guest there said, this is more than just trash cleanup on the weekend here, beach cleanup on the weekend. Too many things are like that. Yeah. You just feel like it's not really that impactful. It doesn't really, it's nice, and I did it, but it doesn't change my life or change anybody else's life here. Sounds like this did.
For sure. Contact any one of us.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Well, there you have it. Talk a lot more about just surfboards. We're going to talk about real boards. We're going to talk about nonprofit boards here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation.